Today's daf we is daf aleph of Avodah Zarah. Let's begin the new Masechta. It says, "Lifnei ideihem shel goyim." This is before the festivals of non-Jews. Here referring to Avodah Zarah, says that 3 days before it, shlosha lifnei ideihem shel goyim shloshayamim asurim elasev letet imahem. You're not allowed to do any business dealings with them. Mehem to lend to them or borrow from them, melahalvot tam umelavot mehem to both lend and to pay off a debt to them, for, sorry, to lend to them or to borrow from them, or to, next case is, milifroam, lif'oram, or either to be to have a debt of his paid off or to pay off a debt from them. Now, the concern is, as the Pnei Moshe says, mishum de'azli o moda la'avodah zarah b'yomei dan. The concern that that will happen is they will be obviously happy with either the business deal, the paying off the debt, or whatever it is, and they will go and thank their Avodah Zarah. They will attribute the success to the Avodah Zarah. And the problem is, we want Yisur and Torah, Shem Alim Acharim, as the pasuk continues later, Lo Yishma Beficha, Lo Yishma Beficha, I think it is. You're not allowed to effectively cause the, be the reason or the cause for this individual to be thanking the Avodah Zarah and be engaging in Avodah Zarah. Okay, that is the point. Rabbi Huda says, "Nifrayem mehem, you can have the debt paid off, because he's losing money." However, Amrul Chacham says, "Afa bishemaitzar achshav sameach. Yeah, sure, his bank account may have emptied out to pay off the debt, but he's happy he no longer has the debt. So therefore, he will also be simcha. Okay, he'll thank his avodah zara. He will thank the idol there and attribute that success to the Avodah Zarah." Rabbi Shmuel says, "Not only shloshim b'fneihem, however shloshim achareihem asur as well." Seems to be he was saying that only 3 days before, but also 3 days after it as well. Now, why isn't the festival finished? But it would seem to be that he will still attribute the success to the festival that it's enjoyed, and then thank the Avodah Zarah. Okay. The Chachamim asur la'achar mutar. So this is a third opinion, even though it sounds the same as the first opinion, that it's prior to the festival that's asur and not after the festival. So I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe, a very interesting Pnei Moshe. Firstly, he says, brings a distinction, the interesting part you'll see it towards the end of it. Rabbana The opinion of the Chachamim over and above that of the Tanakhama is even if you did a b'di'evet, it would be even if you did a b'di'evet, meaning after the fact, it's still asur. However, ein halacha kavaito ela ketana kamas. You'll see when it comes to the Gemara, b'di'eved, we don't say that the product is asur as a result. However, ubagola in chutz la'aretz, she'ein anu chinim lamod ala tzmeinu milisav eleteinu mehem, where it's almost impossible to survive otherwise. She'ikar panu satinu mehem, that we're, he says that we're completely dependent on the commerce of doing business with the avodah zarah. And also, we're petrified of the consequences if we refrain from doing so. Seem to be that only on the festival itself is asur. Then he adds, "However, the Pnei Moshe says that nowadays, meaning his time, even on the festival itself, people do deals." Because it seems to be the situation has changed, and it would be, and they were, if you like, they were chachamim were confident at that time that they wouldn't go and thank the Avodah Zarah for the business dealings that were done on that day. Why? To call the Yitzhari Bezula that may of their Akum, the Avodah Zarah Mash. Because the Isur, or what we're dealing with the Gemara, is people that actually do idol worship, and not just dealings with other religions. People do Avodah Zarah, Mamash. Can I remember Perikulin? To Goyim Shebechutz La'aretz Lav Avodah Zarahen, and the understanding of the Pei Moshe, I guess, in his time and that point, was that they're not real of the Avodah Zarah head, even if you might see them doing practices of Avodah Zarah, meaning Avodah Biyadehem, they're just doing whatever practices, but not really, mamash into it. That's the opinion of the Pnei Moshe. Okay, let's learn the Gemara. We said 3 days, it's asur. So the Gemara now says, Rav Chama bar Ukva Shama kulu micha. He learns from the following. This is the Navi in Amos. He's rebuking the people. You brought in the morning the korbanot. So you see, 3 days is a reference of 3 days prior to the festival and being connected to the festival in some sort of way. Amarle Rabbi Yossi, if that's the case, I feel bagalot in the chutzar should be the same thing. If it's a gzeratakatov, then it should be universal, right? Oh, it's a cover. It's really from Amos. But we say it's not true in Chutzaretz, which is we already alluded to in the Pnei Moshe. So Meichadun, so what then is, well, how do you understand it? Taman bad pumatzo shem no sim tzorchem. It seemed to be they wouldn't have this 3-day preparation in Chutzaretz. It seemed to be only one day. Therefore, va'asri yom baram hacha, it seemed bad pumatzo shem shoshamim. But here, meaning Eretz Israel, they found it was 3 days. So it's really dependent on local practice and not based on a pasuk. Therefore, asur. So the question is, according to Reb Yossi, Umam Yossi, what does he do with that pasuk then? It's a pasuk that says 3 days. He says, Hain kraya ve'avihu labokher zivrehem. What does he do with that pasuk? And he explains his Doresh, the whole pasuk referring to the Navi rebuking the people from what happened in the times of Yerovam, the split of the kingdoms. He says, Balchut Yerovam ha'katov medaber. Kiven shamalach Yerovam al Yisrael. Once he ruled, hitchil mefatek Yisrael. He ended up seducing them or inciting them to doing this Avodah Zarah. Let's worship Avodah Zarah. Why Avodah Vatranity? You know, this religion is too difficult. It's too restrictive. You do Avodah Zarah, you'll be able to do a lot more. It's more permissive. It says, Nabi Yehuda. Let's go to Shalayim and Yehuda, sorry, and annex it effectively. And if Ke'aleinu, but Amlich Melech Betocha et Ben Tavel. What's this? Who's this Ben Tavel? Or what is this Ben Tavel? Or where is this Ben Tavel? So Amrav Abba Chizarnu Bechol Mikre V'lo Matzinu Makom Sheshmo Tavel. We never, this name is a unique name. We've never heard of this person before or place. Ela She'oseh Tovei Marav. Tavel means, referring to Avodah Zarah, that is, oh, cares for you, right? It does good for you. So he's trying to, he was marketing the Avodah Zarah to the people, saying, it'd be in your interest to do Avodah Zarah over the worship of classic Jewish religion. So Ato Amar, says, let's have a look. Because these are examples where he was more permissive when it came to Avodah Zarah. It says, the pasuk, sorry, is Ubachor, yeah, Oto, Mikol Shifte Yisrael, Lila Kohen. I mean, in other words, who's going to be a Kohen Israel? It's very exclusive. It's very selective. However, Avodah Zarah Amar v'yas Kohanim Miktzot Ha'am. He was allowing anyone and everyone to be Kohanim. Sounds familiar. You know, Kol Ha'am, everyone could be involved in this Kohanah. So HaTorah Amra Lo Yalin Chalev Chagi Boker. In other words, the restrictions of Korbanot in the Isur of Notah, this time restrictions of Korbanot. Va'avodah Zarah Viyu LaBoker Zivchem. They brought it the next day. It wasn't a problem. HaTorah Yom Zivchachem Yochal. Yachel, sorry. In other words, when it comes to Korban Shlamim, you've only got the day and the day of the offering, night and the next day to consume. Avodah Zarah says, Shoshyamim. That's a pasuk we just made reference to. That's how we started. They were enjoyed from this Korban for 3 days. HaTorah Amar Lo Tizbach HaChametz Sivchi. There's restrictions. Only very few Korbanot. Mincha offerings allowed to be Chametz. Most of them are not. Avodah Zarah VeKater MiChametz Todah. You let them Chametz Matzah. It doesn't make a difference. It's all good. HaTorah Amar Ki Tudor Hashem LeKelot. If you make an error to bring a korban, there's a time limit and when you're meant to do it. You shouldn't delay it. You can be Ovid Aver if you do. We discussed this in the past as well. Avodah Zarah Amar V'kirun. Sorry. Yes. What is the pasuk? Sorry. Yeah. V'kirun Davot Yeshmiu. Meaning the way Pnei Moshe explains this, he says Enu Makbid Alechem Matay Tavo. Rak Karu Kirun Davot V'Hashmiu Otan. Simply, the declaration's enough. Do this declaration. Show your commitment to the this Avodah Zarah and just de make dedications. And whenever you bring it, it's fine. Okay. And if you don't bring it, so Amra Yudan avoid the Rav Matnaya lo ba katub elaskil gnayam shel Yisrael. So now we're going back to this pasuk, if you like, in Amos, having just mentioned all the issues of Avodah Zarah. Sorry, not Amos, Hoshea. We're going to other Nabi. That's sorry, since we mentioned Yerovam, we started with Amos, now we're going to Hoshea, that speaks badly of how they had behaved. As it says, Yom Malkeinu Hechelu Sarim Chamat Miyain Mashiach Yadot Elotzim. So all these expressions we're going to break up. So what's this Yom Malkeinu? It says, Yom Shamalach Yerovam Al Yisrael Atun Kol Yisrael Agabei. Everyone come to Israel. It says, Bifti Ramsha, towards the evening. Amalehu, Kum Avod Avodah Zarah. Amrulay, they said to him, "Let's, all right, let's do this Avodah Zarah thing. We're in." So Amalehem, no, after Ramshahu. It's you know, it's this is towards the evening. Ashti v'lo ashti, you guys are a little bit drunk. In other words, he wanted them to be in it, like with a full mind. He wanted them to mamashu Avodah Zarah, you know, the Mahadra, if you like, and he didn't want her to be in a drunken state. So he says, no, let's sleep in off. Kol amashatu. He says, everyone's drunk. Ella, im atum ba, if you want azum atum batzafra. Come back to him in the morning. So Ado Dichtiv, it says, kivu kitanur. This is again, next passage in Hosea. It says, ki kervusur katanoli bam. Ba'obam kolal, it says, ba'obam kolalal ofehem. So here, there was like a tanur, the meaning heated up, in such that what? Der kolalala yashen ofehem, or yashen ofehem means does a baker sleep all night? No, he heats up the oven during the night to make sure the bread's ready to go in the morning. Mashma, here it says, kolashan lo yashen ofehem. Ofehem his understanding is not just a baker, but rather Yetzirah. It was mechamem, it was driving them during the night, such that when the morning came morning to get going, they were in with gusto to the Avodah Zarah. It says, Bo'oker hu bo'er ka'esh la'ava, which is a continuation of the pasuk. It says, Basafra comes Amlo Kudun Ana Kudun Ana Yada de Atun Baun. He said to them, listen, I understand you want to do it now. Ela da ana dacha mi Sanhedrin. Didchun, I'm scared of the Sanhedrin. In other words, yes, he can incite them to Avodah Zarah. He wants to get away with it, so he is concerned that it's a legal system that's averse to practice of Avodah Zarah. Then, so Amalem, I don't want to kill them. I'm a katalu. Hadu dichtiv, kulam yichamu ketanu v'achlu et shoftein. They consumed their shoftein, right? So the Gemara Reb Levi says haragum hayach mata amar ki matzeh chalal. Right? In other words, because Yechamel, I think the last one is Halal that he's playing on. Let me double check. Kidarash Levi Shargum Mikra She Hechelu Sarim. Now, it's actually the pasuk itself is the pasuk that we started with. Let me get it right. It says here. It says Yom Malkeno Hechelu Sarim. So we've talked about Yom Malkeinu in the pasuk. This is like in mine. It's the third wide line, really. The next section of Hechelu Sarim, they understand his Doresh and Mishron Chalal. Rav La says no, Horidu Migdulatan. They just simply fired them all. Okay, you don't have to kill them. We'll just replace our legal system. That's not a problem. They solve the problem that way. It says Yom Malkeinu Hechelu Sarim Chamat Miayin. Meaning, Yom Shenasu Sarim Chulin, that's a day that they became in Chilom Lashon Chulin, not Chalal as in a corpse. So, Mi Garam Lahem? What caused that? Chamat Mayim Sheyulatim Acharayayin. The fire of the wine, meaning they were wanted to be involved in wine and all these practices, and they wanted to free themselves and liberate themselves, word of commas, and Avodah Zarah are a way of doing that. It says, Meshach Yodot Lotzitzim. So, what would that work? That, in other words, they pulled their hands, et is more with the scoffers. So kasher, when I saw a kasher person, a yashar person, he would engineer the seeing plan in order to try and influence him in the proper way. Meaning, gabei trade tartin leitin. He would ensure that on both sides of this individual were people that were like clown scoffers, people that would push his case. Ezador chaviv, which is the most chaviv generation in history. Amar lehem, they said Dora Midbar, obviously, because they got the Torah. So the Inun Amrimle, the law of the number, didn't they do Avodah Zarah? So the who Amar lehem, the Kasher person would say, Amar lehem, begin the Chaviv, the Chivin, law, it Anshun, because they were Chaviv, because they were dear, they were not punished. Ah, we've got it. Okay. So the Inun Amrim, Chashi, stop, quiet, the Malka Bayim may Vadken. Because a king wants to also do the same. I think the meaning is demonstrate that we are we're a great generation, and that because we're so great, we can get away with that of Avodah Zarah, much like Dor HaMidbar. That's what I think this understanding. That not just that, they did only one Egel. And what does Yeroboam want to do? We'll see later on. He made two. Let's continue. It says, and he placed one in Beit El, v'echad natan b'da. Now the Gemara says, Gasud Ruach, the haughtiness of Sherovam. That's what drove him over the edge. That's what really sealed it for him. Why? Because Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Akiva, but Motzei Shmita Malach Yerovam in Israel. It was Motzei Shmita that Yerovam ruled over Israel. How do we believe it says Miket Sheva Shani B'Moed Shnat Hashmina B'Chag HaSukkot B'Vo Kol Yisrael Lirot Et Pnei Hashem Elokecha B'Mekom Yivchar Tikra Et HaTorah Hazot Neged Kol Yisrael B'Oznehem. That's the pasuk refers to the mitzvah of Hakel. Motzei Shmita, come when it come, everyone would come to Yerushalayim in Sukkot, and they'd read the Torah. Now the question is, this is an age-old problem. You see, what aliyah am I gonna get? That was his question. He says, "Amar ana mitpa'im mikrei." They're gonna ask me to learn. Kamya ana, I'm gonna get up. Va'anin ve'inun amrim malka de'atrakada. It's a split in the kingdom. Who's meant to read the Torah? It's meant to be the Kit Melech. And who's a Melech in Yehuda? It was Rehoboam, not Yerovam. Ve'im mikakritnaya. If they're gonna call me up second, it's a g'nai for me. I'm number two. I should be number one. V'im lo nikriv, if they don't call me up at all, or bizuyan, it's a disgrace. Holy. V'im mar finon, and if I allow the people of the north really to come down to Yerushalayim, azun salkun inun, they're going to go, salkun inun, shavkun yati, they're going to leave me, azun lulun gabei Rehoboam, I'm going to lose my authority. Ultimately, the entire kingdom will be under Rehoboam. So he thought, I've got to put a stop to this. That was concerned. Again, it was covered at ultimately his own honor that end up driving the next points. Ma'asa, what do you do? Asa shnei egle zahav. You made two gold egle zahav, so golden calves. Vakatvu alibam, and he wrote on them v'hargucha, and they will kill you. What's that? They'll kill you. So Amar. Now, this, the Pnei Moshe says, is an encoded message for the kings of the Melech Israel, meaning the northern kingdom, I suppose, Malchei Yehuda. Says, Amar, kol melech dekim yistakol bon. Any king that comes after me, they will see this and they will understand the message. What's understand the message? These eglays, if you take them away, what's going to happen? Then your own subjects will end up going to Yerushalayim, and then they'll end up coming under the king of Yehuda, and then they come and kill you. So your life as a king depends on this Avodah Zarah being set up. That was the effect of the message. As opposed to maybe we'll understand that it's going to kill you and other things. No, this is a coded message for any future king. You wanted the kingdom to continue. So Amar Rav Huna, chover chaverim mechukam, meaning kol mishu chavro, haya chavro. Anyone who would be like his chaver, meaning future king, would be party to this mission. They needed to keep this in place for self-preservation. So Amar Rav Huna v'shachata seitim hemiku, meaning shehemiku b'resha, that he dug his heels in deep and dug himself into more risha, as in evilness. Amar kol d'maf mefarsim anakateli. Anyone who publicizes this secret, meaning this is really a message for future kings, I will kill them. Meaning, don't, because if people understood that this Avodah Zarah was really keeping his kingdom intact, he was concerned that if it was publicized, people get rid of it and then the game over. So Amar Rav Avin Bar Kana Af Shabbatov Yamim Matzilu Shabbat Alehem. He wanted to mess them up completely, mess them up so they wouldn't even dream of going to Alei HaRegel. How to do so? He even created not just Yomim Tovim, also Shabbatot. We'll get to Shabbatot in a second. Measure Balei Yerovam Belibo, and he created them stump. Changed day of Shabbos, presumably, also created Yom Tovim, other Yom Tovim, other festivals. How do Rebbe says, V'yaseh Rav Am Chag B'chodesh Hashmini? Ironically, it's in the eighth month. Eighth month is Mar Cheshvan. There isn't any festivals. And it, on the Chamesha, Yom L'chodesh Kechag, he made it a Chag, Asher B'Yehuda. V'yal El HaMizbeach, went to Mizbeach, Ken Asa B'Beit El. Lizboach, to offer offerings. B'chodesh, in other words, it says, B'chodesh Shedah, Asher Bada, B'Nibam, in a month that he created, and says, also, it says, Milvad, Ktiv. It says, what's milvad? Milvad, ktiv, kama dechtiv, milvad, shabtot Hashem. Meaning milvad is the, I'll show you here, it says, the emotion is, hakavana levavel to mix them up, becheshboni amim. They wouldn't even know what day of the week it was and what day of the month it is. It messed them up completely. It was to mess up the calendar, mess up the days of the week entirely, so people wouldn't even dream of going to Yerushalayim. They wouldn't have a clue when Alei HaRegel was. That's why he wanted to recreate the calendar. Now, that was all Yerovam. Let's go back to the Masechta. It says, Tani, Avar v'nasa. What if someone did business during those days? We said, at least according to the Tanna Kamma, that it's mutar, right? We don't say it becomes an object of Yisur. What your money you made or things like that. Now, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Yonah Yochanan, afilu b'yomedo, even on the festival itself. Batani b'med v'amamorim, when do we say it's problematic? The begoy she'enu makir, all this is if he's doing a business dealing with a goy doesn't know who he is. Out of the blue, this guy comes and has a great deal. He's going to be motivated to thank the goy. However, Aval begoy hamakiro mutar mipnei shuk machanif. If there's a pre-existing relationship, I'll show you the. Then it's like chanefa is like flattery, meaning to lo michsi mado noseva notani mo pnei Moshe says ela kamo tova v'chanufa mipnei shumakiro. In other words, all it doesn't seem to be like amazing business deal. It just seems to be you're trying to maintain a relationship with him. You're just buying from him to maintain the relationship. The chanefa v'od also im lo yisa amakiro. Yazavoto, and if you don't continue to maintain the relationship, you can lose the business. So that's not the type of business dealings that this goy is gonna it's gonna have an impression on the goy. That's what we're saying. Similarly, Tani Michnasli Irumatan Smechim, you go find them being happy. Some Samechimahem. You can sit down and be happy with them. Really? No, why is that? I'll show you here. Kamechanim you find them happy. And it's clear that if you're joining them, you're not really celebrating the festivities with them. You're just like, oh, it's your festival, as we usually say to people now, season's greetings or things like that. Okay, it's not that you're mash having a geschmack in exactly the substance of the festivals that the person's enjoying. Let's continue. Dukinar. Dukinar is some sort of offices. Oki the Rabbi Yehuda and Nasiya. He gave honor to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Chada Discus. Discus is a chest, male dinarim. Nasav, he took one of them and v'shalach leishar, and sent the rest back. There's a nice little, if you like, gestures between the two of them. Shal Reb Shimon. Now, here, Reb Yehuda Nasiya is not Reb Yehuda Nasi. Askel says it's a grandson. Ben benosha Reb Yehuda Nasi. That's why they went to Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Amar, no, yolichan Amalech. That coin you kept is Asur. You gotta throw in the Amalech. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? We just mentioned two leniencies. Firstly, Hari Mabamakiro, that's a pre-existing relationship here. That was leniency number one. And also, Hari Shlavar is already taken. And we said, Bidi Evet, it's fine. So, Varish Lakish Omer Luchan Al HaMelech. So, why is he saying this? Coins Asur, you're going to throw in the HaMelech. So, Amrei Avar, Ani Lo Sha'aluni, Lo Sha'ani Rama Gamliel Berebi. Ma'uli, Ma'u Lelech Lirid, he says, I was asked, if you like, by Rabban Gamliel. And can I go to the Yerid? Yerid is this market, if you like. And about Sartilon, I said Asur to him. Tani, one second, Misham, you're allowed to go to this Yerid, this Tapamaka, and purchase Avadim Shvachot. You're allowed to. And Rabbi Shimon actually said, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shikha says, and Rabbi Shlakish himself says, loss of the Avadim Yisrael, not just to save an Eved Israel from being in the marketplace, even you can even have to purchase an Eved Goyim. Because part of the process of having Eved Nochri is that when it becomes an Eved, it basically goes through partial conversion process. So you're machnim tachat kanfei shchina. So if that's the case, Maichadun, why did he say to him, you're not allowed to go this Yerid? So the Gemara says, Rabban Gamliel, Adam Katan, who ubikesh Rabavau Negodru. That Rabban Gamliel was Adam Katan, who. Kulamar, Nichahud Rabbi Aval, the Rabban Gamliel Katan, who b'otosha. Shah. He wasn't yet Rabban Gamliel, put it that way. And Godro, meaning he wanted to shloyar, and he didn't want him to get in the practice of doing these business dealings on the festivals. Okay. However, Avar Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Adam Gadol, but that isn't the whole truth for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He was Adam Gadol. So why is Reb Shlakish still saying the coin that he retained after seeing the chest back? Yes, go to Yom HaMelech. The Gemara says, "Biketch Rabbi Shlakish Hadavar." Now, Ligdor HaDavar is different. It's not that it was a dumb. Well, it wasn't that he was being machmir and because of concern what he was going to do. He was a dumb gadol. But rather, look at Pnei Moshe says, Shaloyu acharim. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was a person of influence. People would learn from him. People would see Biar Gilatzman, Bekachel, and do the same practice. Biar Volatir, and they'd think, even Lechachila, you're allowed to do this. And with a Goyenu Makiro. They wouldn't know that the reason why Zerav kept the money was based on the combination of two, if you like, the two different leniencies. It was a pre-existing relationship, or he already retained the money. So therefore, Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, but one second, other people will think that I'm allowed to, without those leniencies, it sounds like you need them together, by the way. Without those two leniencies, I'd still be able to keep it, and that's not the din. So that's why it's Machmir Reb Yehuda, out of concern that people would learn the wrong din from him. Okay, said it. That's our first daf of Avodah Zarah. Also, have a good day.